I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
What up?
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up north of the border, Stylies?
Ooh, and we are your hosts of the third best comedy podcast on planet Earth, and the podcast that just got...
No!
A fourth pay pig.
Fourth? Oh, I missed the third. God.
We got four oinkers?
Elliot and Dustin have joined Matt and Sean in the sty.
Wow.
Oh my God. It's filling
up
nicely.
Slap it up, boys.
For those who don't know, our Patreon, behind the paywall, subscription-based Sloppy Boys episodes, we have three tiers. Slophead, Big Money Hustler, and then if you pay $100, those are $5 and $10 tiers, and then if you pay $100 a month for no additional perks... You're a little pay pig.
You're a messy, muddy little pink piggy.
Yes, and you oink oink at the feet of your three goddesses.
And I thought we were maybe not mentioning. I guess they get one mention when they join the sty.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just excited about it and wanted to say something about it and play the sound effect.
Maybe saying their name ruins their kink and now they can't get off. But I do like knowing that our little sty is filling up oh so nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's some financial domination here on the show. And we can see all of you freeloader main feed listeners becoming happy little squeaky little piggies.
That's an amazing statement, Jeff. You like, people don't realize we could see all of them doing
yeah.
that. Like, everyone, if you think that that's what's holding you back, let's say you listen to this show for free on your phone and you don't ever pay us
you
anything.
You think, oh, I couldn't be a slop head or a big money hustler, let alone a pay pig.
I couldn't help these guys pay for the bandwidth they use every week.
We see it in you.
We see that potential. It's there. You just need to realize
it. Yeah, we're still sort of in the red on the bandwidth, right, guys?
Oh, yeah, big time. Speaking of styes, dear my two friends and my friendly listeners. So I have announced to you two that I am not drinking the drink today.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Because you didn't feel well?
I'm not feeling great. I think a lot of what happened is it all the tour and this past weekend all just kind of caught up to me and the wave crashed and it's left me in a state of, you know, I was at my brother and sister-in-law's house last night and I had two glasses of wine at dinner. And I hadn't had wine. And I woke up this morning with such like a wine hangover. I was like, God damn it. And then I'm just feeling down in the health dumps. You know when you got one of those things where it's, oh, the reason I brought up sty, you might not be able to see this on the Zoom. I got a sty right now.
Let's see it. Lean in.
Well, you've been just rubbing it too much? Oh yeah. Missed. Sty guy.
It's
a little puffy pink.
Hashtag sty guy, you know, baby.
Sty guy gets in there. I think it's like maybe you get like some like maybe I put some like sunscreen lotion on and it got in my eye. I don't know what it is, but
I mean, it's so annoying. You can say, hey, I gotta not rub this, but why? Oh, does it feel so good to rub, huh?
Actually, it doesn't really. It kind of hurts.
Oh, so that one's pretty easy.
Yeah, that one is an easy keep your hand off type of thing. And it's all puffy. It looks like I got punched in the face. So that's, it's one of those things. I got the sty. I'm just feeling run down. I got like, my fucking knee is killing me from running and I didn't stretch. You know, when everything sort of, you get a week where it's like, fuck, I just feel like everything's busted up this week.
It's like when your car hits that year where just everything all falls apart. And then the engine blows a gasket, but then also the dome light goes out and you're like, these aren't even related.
Yeah.
But I'm putting some miles on this thing.
Falls down.
It's so funny when you have like minor things that you just tolerate on your car where you're like, well, this sticks a little bit, but that's okay. And like the dash is kind of fucked up, but that's okay. But then when they start to ping pong off each other like comorbidities, you're like, well, I might have to get a new car. This sucks.
I'll tell you.
This is all falling apart.
The T-Bird is probably going to have to be put to sleep pretty soon.
Timothy.
We've got it on hospice care at the moment. But, wow. It's a hell of a car, and it is fast, let me tell you.
But, it is fast. It can motor.
I had a moment with it.
What was it, a gallon a mile?
it's a glugger. It's a V8, 250 horses, but the other day, I didn't have any engine problems, but I had like three things in 10 seconds where it was like gathunk, which is like a transmission thing. And then also the body of the car is sitting very loosely on top of like the wheels. So then it kind of shook. And then I turned the car off and then I restarted it when I got back in and it wouldn't start. And I was like, that has nothing to do with that other thing. What's a transmission problem? Oh, boy.
It's funny when you have an old car. I had old cars before.
Kind of doing a whoop, 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 whoop.
You feel like it gets to a certain point. You just feel like, can I bring it into the mechanic? And there's nothing wrong with the engine. Just like tighten every screw up on the entire thing. Because it feels like it needs to get back into shape a little bit. Like you're saying with the loose top you're talking about is like, obviously your top of your car is not going to fall off. It's like, it just feels looser and funky.
I told you right that I got this guy in my neighborhood, a really good, honest mechanic, Greg.
Wait, who do you go to?
Zach?
It's on Hillhurst. It's called it's like ACE or something like that.
Ah, Ace.
Oh, I go to Vine.
It's kind of a blue building.
Vine Auto.
I don't think it's called
Vine
Ace.
Auto. Vine Auto. I've been to Jeff. Zach is the guy over there. He's great.
That's right next to Best Fish.
That's right.
Oh yeah, mine's Best Fish. Wait, that's called Vine Auto. Mine's called ACE. I don't know, something like that. Anyway, I like the guy. But I'll drop off the car and tell him like, yeah, there's a few things wrong with it. And then I come back for my estimate and he'll be like, hey, Tim, welcome back. Okay, so this car.
Welcome back. We got Tim here.
We got Tim.
Tim here. He's ready to pay a lot of money.
Kind of like Big Hand Bobber. Let me just check the sheet. He'll be like, Tim, okay, so I took a look at the car and I just wanted to ask you first. You like this car, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like,
oh boy,
you see yourself driving this car for a while longer, right? I'm like, yeah. Uh-huh. He's like, okay. Like, how much money are you? Because it's basically infinite. The amount of the estimate he could give me could be $200,000 if he added up all the broken parts. But I'm telling him to prioritize which ones won't kill me. And the one about having the car stay on top of the wheels. That was a big one.
That's the best one.
Yeah. I told him,
let's keep
it's
that.
It's really
one.
Important to me to keep the car on top of those wheels.
I need the wheels on the car and the car to be there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Damn.
Jeez, I'm starting to feel like this podcast is car talk all of a sudden.
Yeah, no, it's not Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. Let's get into some booze news.
Booze news. Hit it.
It's booze news, you shock jock fuckers.
Oh, that was the Tim scream at the end. That was dynamite.
Fried Dutz was sent to us by our friend Tom from Redondo. Those were clips from when Jeff wore a shock collar and got shocked every time he said the word like.
Dang, that was our 100th episode. Martini. Yeah,
martini. Well, it sounds silly when they're all just lined up.
If you have a booze news theme, email it to thesloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Whew. That was good. It took me a second to realize what was happening. And yeah, once I did, oh, I was
happy. Yeah, the likes in the songs. Yes, it took me a minute. Yes.
I knew instantly.
Yes. So you were getting the brunt from the of all the likes. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Well, I had a segment I had to do for Booze News this week. Our network actually reached out to me, and they have the segment they wanted me to do. I guess.
Oh.
Well, okay. I guess their normal guy wasn't. It was just like one of those things where he was not really available today for various reasons. So I did this segment. Let's go ahead and hear it.
Gale Watch 2022.
Ooh. What is up? Cowpie K here up in the Gale Watch 2022 Chopter Copter, where we cover all things Gale. Just want to break a big story we've been tracking. Apparently, teen pop sensation Gale has canceled her fall tour. Yes, she put out a statement saying that she is, quote, learning how to be an adult and how best to do this life. So we don't know the exact details, but we do know that Gale ticket holders will be refunded, and Gale will be working on new music and doing festival appearances. But as for us up in the Chopter Copter, we've sort of changed focus for the time being, and we just want to send a warm congratulations to Liv Rod on her 3 Grammy wins at the 2022 Grammy Awards. Liv Rod, you're back, you're better than ever, and this is your time to shine, baby. Over and out.
Gale Watch 2022.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did not see that coming.
You got the keys to the chopper.
Yeah, they had them over at the network. They had the keys.
They keep them just on that ring there by the door.
Now, Mike, did you have any missed calls or anything?
No, they told me that they'd farm that out whenever they felt I was doing a bad job.
I thought that was kind of your thing with Acast.
It was, but they made it very clear I was not doing. I did Gale Watch. They kind of made it clear, why are we doing Gale Watch? What is this? Why are we talking about the Chopter Copter a lot? I remember the one where it didn't even go up one day because there was problems with the Chopter Copter. Right. I was blamed for that. Right. Me and my team.
I asked them. I said, like, hey, I know. So Gale is a pop star that has a song, and we started talking about her. Like, Mike did Gale Watch a bunch in the spring on the show, and now you want me to do it? Like, what's the deal? And they said it's like a Colonel Sanders kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, make it your own.
Yeah.
They got mad. I was putting a lot of, you remember the fax machine was in there. I was bringing a lot of equipment. Did they take the gumball machine out, Tim?
It's empty. The machine was there, but there's no gumballs in it.
Okay. So they like the fun stuff, but they don't when I'm spending a lot of money on things I need to report about.
You know, a helicopter is very like weight sensitive. So they were probably like, well, what are we going to do with this gumball machine? Maybe get rid of the gumballs, but keep the machine.
Yeah. Well, that was a good report, Tim. So that's crazy that, Gale is taking some time off.
Yeah.
And to learn Gale, how to adult. What was the phrasing?
She had a tweet. It's good spirited. She made a joke because it was called the Avoiding College Tour. And then she signed off at the end of the tweet being like, oh, and don't worry, I'm not going to college. I'm still not going to or something like that. So I think she's very young. I think she's like 17. So she probably.
I'm sure that's a ton to handle.
Yeah. I mean, hey. What, I'm 18 and I have trouble on our tours.
Yeah. We can't get you into a lot of the venues.
Yeah. I'm waiting outside because I can't get a wristband all night singing in the window. Well, the venue that we played in Vancouver was going to be the home of the Gale show this month.
Oh, but right. Fortune Sound Club.
Yep. Those Vancouverans won't be able to see Gale.
Oh, she would have rocked it.
But I guess they probably want us to fill in.
Tim, I'm going to reiterate. I'm going to. What's the word I'm looking for? I'm gonna
piggyback
on your congrats or your support for Gale, and also a big congrats to Liv Rod.
Yeah, Liv Rod,
3 of those little gold guys.
Yeah. Yeesh.
Hey, Liv Rod and Prosper, huh?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what they'd say on the Enterprise. You got to admit that.
I admit it. It pains me to admit it, but I will.
Jeff, do you admit?
Yeah, I'll admit it.
Nice. Yeah, you're probably thinking, I'd like to admit this guy, Bellevue. Yeah. Hey!
Hey!
Well, I guess that's it for like regular Booze News, but I kind of sort of have a segment within Booze News. Folks, this is a returning segment.
Oh my God.
Dutton's Delights.
Folks, welcome to Dutton's Delights. Here I talk about things that I find delightful and things that bring me joy in this world. And one of the things I like is sort of helping people out with their creative projects. That's one of my delights. Mm. And I know one of you guys mentioned the first time you heard the Dutton's Delights theme, you recognize that voice as Marge Simpson. Bouvier. Yeah, Marge Simpson. And
yeah,
so
Jeff, she married Homer.
Yes, yes, right. that oaf. But you said like, hey, how'd you get Marge to do it? And I said, well, you know, she owed me a favor. I helped her with a thing, and she has a great voice. I thought she'd be great for the title segment for Dutton's Delight. And
Didn't you help her with her? You helped with the lighting on her Playboy shoot.
Oh, Michael, you joke, but no, I didn't. Those were the professionals at Playboy.
Why they got to put Marge in Playboy?
Yeah. Well, so the favor thing came back around, and Marge hit me up and said, Jeff, could you help me out with this thing? I don't really know, like, GarageBand. I said, oh, well, what do you need? Okay. Well, I'm whatever you need. I'm here for you. And so I just wanted to play you a little thing that Marge and I worked on.
Oh, nice.
Great. Cool.
Make it up to me, you know it's better. Hey, sweet to me, homie. Our daughter is Lisa. Our other daughter is Maggie. Be sweet to me, homie. Be sweet to me, homie. And help me sell all the pretzels.
Oh, that's a nice laugh at the end for her.
She's still
selling the pretzels.
Yeah, I don't know. She said she was getting into some trouble with some like local ruffians, but yeah, they're trying to sell pretzels.
Pretzel? Jeez, trouble? She's got more money than anybody. She's been on that TV show for 35 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's cool, Jeff, that you help people with their creative projects. You could help people produce some Booze News themes, by the way. But sure. I love that Marge had something she needed to say to Homer, and she wanted to do it by way of a parody of a Japanese breakfast song. That's
That's cool. Be Sweet by Japanese Breakfast. Great song.
She must know Japanese Breakfast through just entertainment. The entertainment world.
Well, entertainment, but then also, like, if you think about Springfield, has a lot of big bands go through there, like The Who played on that wall.
right.
Smashing Pumpkins went through.
Sure. Right. Homer,
Smashing Pumpkins at their height, too. U2, right?
Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks for letting me share that with you. And thanks to Marge for letting me play that little clip.
Yeah. And that's a delightful thing you're interested in now.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool you made that in GarageBand. I would have heard that thought like, oh, that's got to be Pro Tools. You know, that's some fancy software.
Yeah.
But you hang out on GarageBand.
Now, do you, this is not, this has nothing to do with the Dutton Delightfuls.
No. Mike, thanks for bringing that up. Dutton Delightfuls are turkey burgers that I make.
Right. Okay. And but they could be delights as well.
And it's also not to be confused with Dutton's Delights, which are my what is it? Not Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, your Corey's.
Corey's Angels. They're Dutton's Delights are my version of Corey's.
They're
Angels.
A company of exotic dancers that haven't gotten a lot of work lately. You haven't booked them lately, and they've been sort of just been living in storage.
Folks, we have vacancies at Dutton's Delights.
My understanding was that the Dutton Delights sort of club was dissolved.
Well.
Or soon to be.
Because of... I don't have any, Mike. What do you want me to do? I got no delights.
No delights tonight.
The LLC is dissolving. Okay, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, is that it for Booziness?
Wrap it up.
Well. Don't we find ourselves now at the part of the show called the drink of the day?
Yes.
Yeah, so it seems.
The cocktail sippers moment is coming up soon. That's when the three of us sip the cocktail, of course. Now, you know me. You guys know me. I've lived in Los Angeles.
Oh, I know you.
Sure.
I live now in New York City. I'm a cosmopolitan. I've lived in metropolitan cities all over this great country. Well, guess what? before you two even met me, I lived for a year in the wonderful city, wonderful international city of Toronto, Canada.
Wow.
You've been?
I've been.
Jeff, you've been? When do you be?
Yes.
Here?
Didn't we go for Just for Laughs?
No, that was Montreal.
Oh.
You've never been to Toronto? Yeah, exactly. Now, Tim, you've been.
Believe it or not, I grew up with dual citizenship. My parents are both from Montreal. I've gone to Montreal hundreds of times, and I've never set foot in the city of Toronto.
Wow.
Damn.
Well, you guys got to go. It's such a nice city. It's great. It's a wonderful place to be. And I went there for my freshman year of college and then transferred to Ithaca, where I met you two. But YouTube. And let me tell you about the drink today. If you couldn't guess it yet, based on the title of this episode,
Can I quickly apologize to the neighbors of the north for confusing Montreal with Toronto?
Sure.
That's it. That's it.
You don't actually want to say
it. Those pup guys are going to kill me. Yeah. Oh no. I'm sorry, friends.
I think that's okay, Jeff, because you, first of all, Canadian people are very nice, and I think they'll give you a pass on that one. I think you just thought Canadian city you've been to.
No, but I know some other ones.
Oh, what other ones?
Very nice. What?
Vancouver.
Calgary? Sure. Do you know Ottawa?
Edmonton.
Do you know Banff?
Do you know Medicine Hat? Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Hold on. While we're apologizing to Canadians, I feel like I really dug in hard on... I said I hated Ryan Reynolds, and I stand by that. On a recent episode of the show, in the aviation episode, we're talking about his brand of gin. I said I dislike him, but then I feel like I kept running my mouth. I said something about, I said that you meet someone and they're a little too smiley and they're either mega church Christian or Canadian. And then I went on to talk about the religion of Baha'i and I got every fact wrong and I didn't know what I was talking about, but yet I kept on talking, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Hey, it's a pod.
I think it's a podcast, baby. Aviation may have taken flight in your mouth and mind.
Yep. Okay, I'm off the hook. Continue.
No, you're not. Well, anyway. All right. So this drink is called the Toronto. And, well, guys, it's not unlike, it's described a little bit like a Manhattan.
Oh, Manhattan.
A Manhattan.
Another place name drink.
Now this this is not on the IBA. Somebody on the Discord I think suggested this to us. We went for it. We said
yes. This was a slophead submission, and we don't remember the name. But thanks for sending it.
This is a cocktail that it's one of these ones that doesn't really have a great history to it, like a really detailed history. It wasn't thought up on some naval base by some funny guy. This one, the first version of this.
Funny guy.
First version of this was in 1922, and it was not called the Toronto back then. It was called the Fernet cocktail.
Oh.
Fernet cocktail. And this is, I actually like this. In addition of Robert Vermeire's, how would you pronounce this? V-E-R-M-E-I-R-E. Vermeire.
There you go.
Robert Vermeire's cocktail book. I like this title, Cocktails, How to Mix Them.
Love it.
So he, did that whole thing. And then in the 30s, another guy with a funny name called William Cocktail Boothby, he had a book called The Fine Art of Mixing Drinks. No, I'm sorry. He had Cocktail Bill Boothby's World Drinks and How to Mix Them by William Cocktail Boothby. And that's when it got its name, the Toronto.
Now, are these titles of these books, they're worried that readers might think, like, oh, this is a cocktail book, but it's not going to go into how to mix them.
How to mix them, cocktails, how to look at them.
Should I buy a separate book for how to mix cocktails?
Now, Difford's Guide talks about how this drink was sort of out of fashion for a while. A previously forgotten classic, resurrected in 2006 by Jamie Boudreau in Seattle, USA. So it seemed like it was maybe gone away for a while, and then the cocktail boom of the 2000s, it came back. So
it's funny because it was the last word also came back in Seattle around that time. So you got a lot of revival going on there.
Interesting.
Kind of like the punk revival Seattle, of the early 90s. So
Seattle is like the pet cemetery for dead drinks.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, you don't want to make that cocktail here.
A ground sour.
Now, liquor.com, which is where we're going to talk about the recipe. We've got the recipe from there. It says, depending on who you ask, the Toronto is either a variation on the Manhattan or the old fashioned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
But this time, it's like the Manhattan, except instead of vermouth, we're going to use Fernet Blanca. Let me tell you what is in this thing. 2 ounces Canadian rye whiskey. Okay.
Oh, shit. Canadian rye whiskey, because I got Canadian blended whiskey, because most Canadian whiskeys are blended. I didn't think rye. Fuck.
Oh.
Well, I think you'll be okay, unless you've got the sharpest of whiskey tongues. I think you'll be okay.
I've got the broadest and bluntest.
1/4 ounce Fernet Branca.
Small. That's not a lot.
1/4 ounce simple syrup. 2 dashes Angostura bitters. Garnish with an orange twist. Add the rye whiskey, Fernet Branca, simple syrup, and bitters into a mixing glass with ice and stir until well chilled. Strain into a chilled coupe glass and garnish with an orange twist. It is a nice looking little drink. If you ever want to see pictures of a nice drink, look up the Toronto cocktail. Now, I've seen other pictures of it. They put it in a sort of old fashioned glass with ice.
Ooh, that's going to be my round two.
You could do that. Well, you know what's interesting about this? So, like I said, I don't exactly know why it was called the Toronto. Some people, there was a theory that the person who Boothby, I forget who it was working in England and they just missed Toronto or something and called it Toronto. It's unclear, but there is a version of this that has the whiskey, the Fernet, the Angostura, but instead of simple syrup, maple syrup.
Oh.
Now you think maybe that's how and why you could put this into the Canadian Toronto.
Very
area.
Possible. Toronto maple I leaves. Submit.
That's right.
I submit that it's just because it's Canadian whiskey. But
right.
That was used. Wait, but then here's the problem is
the taste different?
Canadian
do they what's their approach?
I've never had Canadian rye, but Canadian blended whiskey, it's like blend. It doesn't taste too bourbony whiskey people are going to rake us over the coals for not knowing this.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is that Fernet is from Argentina. It's a very strong, distinct flavor. If we were adding more of it, it would be the dominant flavor, but we're only putting 1/4 ounce. So this might still taste like Manhattan. We've had other Manhattan variations like the Brooklyn. It's a very popular thing to do, and it does feel like people have just pulled the names out of their asses, just like swapping out one of the ingredients in the Manhattan is sort of the easiest way to make a cocktail.
But this is why I think if you put the maple syrup in it, it's going to give it a more distinct flavor.
Yeah.
But that round too,
we're going with
liquor.com
that's just the simple syrup, but
I'm looking forward to it, Mike, because I've been drinking a lot more Fernet lately.
Oh yeah,
a lot more. You see me, Timmy?
Well, it's good. You drink it neat, Jay, because I put it on the rocks.
I do rocks as well.
That's nice. We had that minty stuff. That was good.
Yeah, I don't. So wait, there's Fernet Branca. That's the normal classic.
Right.
Then there's the minty one.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called? Fernet something else?
Not Fernet Branca. Minty. Fernet
menthol.
Fernet Branca has a really cool like logo, if I'm thinking of the right.
Yeah, it's like a globe, right?
Yes. That's a good one. Wouldn't mind that on a hat. I'll take a shirt if a hat cannot be located.
All right. Well, you want to get to stirring it up?
I think that
I would
be
love
nice for
to.
You
stir it up. All right, folks. We'll be right back after this.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news?
All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
Back with Toronto's
in hand.
Yes, in hand, yes.
Jeff went with the coupe glass, so did Timmy. Very nice. Now, Tim, do you have a champagne glass? Is that what that is with the little ridge?
I think it's a martini glass.
This is a cocktail glass, just a V-shaped martini glass.
Oh, I see. The glare was a little different. Yeah, but you know, sometimes there's those champagne, like there's the flutes that we all know, but then there's those champagne glasses that you see in like It's a Wonderful Life. It's like, here, let's all drink.
Yeah, it's, you know, they used to use that when they're giving out the champagne at Dimple's Karaoke Bar.
Yeah.
I've seen those kind of low-scot ones. Well, it's almost like the rim is a bit smaller, like it's fluted. Bulbs and it comes in a little bit, like a wine glass almost sometimes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, sips.
Jeff, did you mixy in a mixing glass?
I did it all. I'm a law-abiding citizen today.
Me too.
But I look forward to round two with rocks.
Bottoms up.
He doesn't even have a sip yet, and he's already changing it. Jeez.
Ooh. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
A little Fernet.
Now, I found in my math that a quarter ounce?
Yeah.
Is half a tablespoon.
That's not much.
But that half tablespoon of Fernet's coming through, but not taking over the drink.
Well, it's nice. Pungent stuff.
Yeah, it really is. Drinking it straight it's funny too. You know, blood is kind of like this. You ever see some blood in a pool or something and you're like, oh my God, sure. That's a lot of blood. But blood is it's really pigmenty.
Oh yeah. You can't hide blood.
Scrub as you might,
people find it.
Find it in your veins.
I taste more Fernet than whiskey now, to be honest with you. I'm getting a little kiss of Angostura, which is nice. And that's the sugar really just sort of mellowed out. That simple syrup is nice.
Sure.
Now, are you feeling like this is close to a Manhattan or closer to a old-fashioned?
Manhattan.
It feels Manhattan-y only because of the glass. It's
rye. The Manhattan, but because of the rye.
Well,
you know, and I didn't do Canadian rye. I did Kentucky because it's all I had.
Yeah, sure. I think I'd be hard-pressed to put a Canadian rye right up next to a Kentucky rye and know the difference.
Yeah, sure.
Having never had Canadian rye that I know of.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, buddy. Now, we got listeners who would be offended by that.
I had Canadian blended whiskey, so mine might be closer to a bourbon-y taste or something. But mine, when I think about it, mine is more like a kicked up old-fashioned or something, because to me, a Manhattan has a decent amount of vermouth in it, enough to water down that whiskey and make it sort of, you know, it's kind of a controversial episode of this show that we didn't really like the Manhattans and people really love it, but it all comes down to that sweet red vermouth that you buy.
Because we
had terrible stuff, and if you have it with a good stuff.
Or is this one where the IBA kind of got in the way?
I think it's maybe our purchasing of the sweet red vermouth was, shall we say, thrifty.
Ah.
Ooh. See, now I think, I remember my sweet red vermouth was one that was just like sitting around for a little while.
Well, that was the dusty one.
Yeah, that was dusty.
I have since found sweet red vermouths that I love, that I would even drink straight.
Oh, tell your friends, Mike, Tim.
Sure.
Tell us all about it.
Well,
I'd love to have some.
It's the classic looking. It's like Antiqua de Camparici Giorgio.
Sounds like that Toronto's working his Carpano, job quite well.
Antiqua
Carbonara.
Carboni.
Yeah. Okay.
Carburetor. I got to get my T-Bird carburetor fixed now that I mentioned it.
Yeah, this is good. It's a little stiffy, though, I'll tell you. It's 2 ounces of rye. So after round two, 4 ounces of rye? Woo.
After round two, you might have to head to that ER.
Now, let me, while you guys are sipping away, let me tell you a drinking story about my time in Toronto. So I turned 19 there. You understand?
And you were on crutches for much of the year.
No. That was at Ithaca. When I transferred to Ithaca, I had broken my ankle right before I transferred. So I had about a month.
There you go.
Maybe a month on crutches. Anyway, so we're up there, and I turned 19, so we can go. The drinking age is 19 there. So I had my license that said I was 19 years old. We went to a bar that night, and I think it was a birthday that wasn't like a party, like a weekend type of a thing. Yeah, we'd already been going to the bars anyway. But it wasn't like a Saturday night, so I was like, all right, it's whatever, it's a school night, let's still just go out. So we went out, and we went to a bar, and I was like, here you go, I'm 19. And he's like, no, you're not, because it was a New York license. And I was like, no, I turned 19 today. He's like, yeah, I know, you guys can get these things made down on Yonge Street in 30 minutes. And I was like, oh, no, but I actually am the guy. You were letting me in 2 days ago with a fake one. But now I'm real.
Dude, I'm real, you see?
I'm real, boy.
That's wild.
So he didn't yoink it, though. Yeah. He didn't keep it, did he?
No. And I think we just went to a bar next to it and went in. It was fine. But yes, very interesting.
Mike, as an underclassman, how did you find the party scenes differed in Toronto and Ithaca, New York?
The difference was location, Tim. Location, location, location. Yeah, Ithaca was house-based, with a little bit more bar scene as you got into your 21st year, usually in senior year. And Toronto was more bar-based.
Mm. Oh, because of, yeah, there you go.
You're in the heart of the now city.
It was difficult, too, with Toronto, because it was such a humongous school. It was one of those schools where I would imagine maybe like NYU or Boston University, where it's like the dorms and stuff and all the buildings are like right in the city. So it's like you walk across the street, now you're off campus. So you kind of were, it was so many people, so it just kind of felt like there weren't places to party other than going to bars.
I like
you get a group of friends and go out rather than like, hey, we're all meeting at this bar.
Yeah, I would spend New Year's when I would go home to New Hampshire for the holidays. I would spend New Year's in Boston, and it would be like BU and BC friends. And I thought it was like way overwhelming that their campus was just the city of Boston. Like,
yeah,
it's a little bit training wheelsy, but I really did appreciate that Ithaca was just a city full of only people my age, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, it just felt
and
like
I'm the mayor.
Yeah. Everyone's like me. But I don't know. I kind of liked that aspect of it not being super overwhelming.
Boston College is more of a defined campus, if I remember correctly. But BU is, yeah, right there.
Mm. It's funny.
It's good enough for Howard Stern, I suppose. Yes, he's a graduate. He's a terrier.
And he's kind of a pioneer shock jock, and we're now like young shock jocks trying to be like him.
Carrying the
torch. I think there was something where he wanted to like donate a bunch of money and put his name on a building, and they said no, and he didn't give him the money.
Was it going to be Fart Man?
Yeah. The name? Fart Man Smell Lab.
Hey, if he wants to give a bunch of money to a podcast, put his name on a podcast.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
I'm all ears.
We could even have Baba Booey come in.
No. Gary, the producer?
Produce this show.
What's the genesis of Baba Booey? Why is he called that? Why do people say
I don't know. That's a good question. That is a very good question. You know, I watched the Howard Stern movie during the summertime.
Never seen
it. I found it to be a very good movie.
Yeah, people
very
like
interesting.
It.
He's really he's good. They're all good, and it's a great story. And you got a guy named Pig Vomit.
That's an interesting Paul Giamatti. Interesting Paul Giamatti thing. I wonder if that's happened other times in history where the star it was something you're making a movie about the guy, and it's starring the guy. You know, it's not like, it's not even like a hair off, like sort of like Apatow movies where you're like, oh, it's Pete Davidson playing a Pete Davidson-esque thing
right,
or whatever.
Right.
This is Howard Stern starring in his own biopic.
Truly like 8 Mile is the only other one I can think of.
But he calls himself Rabbit in that, isn't he?
Yeah, he's
You're right. But yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay. True.
It's pretty close to his story. But
usually you do that thing. If you have the real guy, you do an amalgamation. I even heard that like back in like the 20s and 30s with books, it was more in style rather than writing a memoir. You would just write a novel that was what happened to you. Like that's why like Ernest Hemingway wrote all these novels and they like happened to him basically. But he was just like, you didn't just write a memoir back then. You'd be like, there was a guy named Schmernest Flemingway. I don't know.
And he was handsome as hell. And he didn't drink a lot. Let me tell you something else about reading books. No, here's what I'll say this about Howard Stern. How did he find the time to shoot this movie? He does this thing every single day.
That was like when he was still like a bad boy and at the top of his game, too. Like I remember he was promoting that when we were in like junior high or high school.
He had the E! Show.
Yeah.
I feel like the TV show on E! Entertainment was probably what led to the spike in fame that propelled him.
Well, Private Parts was a book, too.
Oh, really?
Yes, I remember that cover book. Being really scandalous.
Yeah. His book. That's convenient.
Oh, and the other thing I was going to say is I'm reading The Thin Man by Dashiell Hammett.
Oh, yeah, you picked Powell's books.
That's right, up in Portland. And it is true what they say. It's they drink like on every page. It's very funny. I'll tell you how it ends when I get there. Okay. That's all I had to say.
Do you guys mind if I recount something that happened to me recently?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tim, that'd be great.
Yeah, because the podcast is sort of an open forum for like anecdotes or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of.
Totally.
Cool. Well, this was kind of, you guys might actually like this because I knew we were doing a drink called the Toronto this week. And I was like, how cool would it be if I like go to Toronto and do some research and stuff, but just schedules didn't work out. And I didn't really have the money to go do it. And I was kind of sad. And Saturday night this week, I was kind of feeling down. And you know what always cheers me up is to just go to the Sunset Strip.
Yes. Yeah. If it's ever like, hey, did you bump into Tim this afternoon? He was kind of not doing so great. Oh, well, if you need him, he'll probably be on the strip.
He's on the strip.
Yeah. It's kind of one of my coping mechanisms. But anyway, so I was down on the strip. I went to one of the, you know, the hottest clubs, and the doorman waves me in.
Oh, VIP, they love you down there.
Bottle service. Yeah. I said, I love this bottle. How do I pay for it? No charge, that type
of
thing.
Yeah, it's on the arm.
How do I pay for it?
But then I'm scanning the, you know how I'll sort of scan the room for celebrities and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I want to network with them or talk, find common ground, really.
We need to find a project.
Let's collab,
bro. We gotta, man. Who do I see? This is great because I was sad about not going to Toronto.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But who do I see when I'm looking for celebrities? Drake.
Oh, my. Yeah. Of course.
Toronto native.
The Prince of Toronto.
This is Toronto's number one son, Drake. Champagne Poppy, right?
Champagne Poppy, mm-hmm. right.
Yes.
So,
dude, what's his other nickname? Does he have another nickname?
Drizzy.
The Snake.
Hmm. The Snake.
Drake the
Snake.
Snake,
I think, is more... Gotcha.
Taylor.
No. Who's that presidential nominee? Warren.
No. Warren's not the Snake.
That was all Bernie people were putting emojis in her.
Oh, really?
I thought that. Get into it. I'm trying to talk about Champagne Poppy for once.
Yeah, good. Tim is trying to share a personal experience. Tim, you have the floor.
Not Elizabeth Warren. Like, Elizabeth Warren and Drake are different people, quite frankly. But anyway, back to my story. So I said, "Hey, Drake. You know, love your work." He said, "Likewise." And I sent him a bottle of champagne. He sent me a bottle of champagne. Next thing you know, we're kind of talking. And I said to him, I said, "Holy shit, you're from the very city where my podcast co-host went to freshman year of college."
Holy shit. Was he there?
Well, I said, "You know all the stuff. You know all the people coming in and out of your city. You must have clocked Mike, you know."
Yeah.
He's a perceptive guy because he's a lyricist. He's a rapper. He's gonna, you know, be kind of watching who's on his turf.
Yeah, he spent some time in the lyricist lounge, I'm sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I say, I say, "Hey, Drake," and he's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Well." You know, Mike was in your city for a year. He's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Drizzy, I mean,
Aubrey,
what'd you think of him? You know, when it comes to Hanford, what do you think of him?" And he, as he started to answer me, I reached for my cell phone. Thank God I started recording.
You take a picture. And, you wanted to take a audio recording.
Well, I wanted to roll audio because I thought it could be good content for the podcast.
Perfect for the podcast. Tim, I was, when you were telling the story, I was like, "Oh God, I hope you remember to grab his phone."
I did. So here's the voice note. Here's me. This, I just, yes.
You need to get video next time because I want to see these people doing this stuff.
Yeah, that would be even better. More senses involved.
Also, if I had video, then we could look closely, make sure it's not fake Drake.
That's,
Have you guys seen him Drake on Instagram?
Fake. Fake Drake? No.
That's like there's a guy who goes to clubs and he looks like Drake and he even shaved the heart into his hairline.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Oh, man.
I would.
And he gets free drinks and stuff?
Well, it's funny because it started off like, "Hey, fake, this guy looks like Drake." Then like enough time passed that like fake Drake just became famous as fake Drake. So now there's like clubs all around the world and it's like fake Drake's here. And people are like, "Yeah."
It is fake Drake.
All right. Great.
Okay, enough fake Drake. Back to me. I'm at Sunset Strip. I turn to Drake and I say, "What?
Yeah.
What'd you think of Hanford?"
Yeah. And here's what I think he set it up three times. We got it.
Hold on.
No, let me get this straight. Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
You ran into the rap singer Drake, and you know that he clocked your boy Hanford, and you asked him
Mike
what he
was
thought.
In a city. Exactly.
Folks, this is not what it's like on the blowout. The blowout is streamlined. Get the blowout. Get on the Patreon. We do not dick around this way.
I started recording on my phone, and when in answer to my question, like, "What I think? Would you think of Mike?" Here's what Champagne Poppy said.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Nice. I saw Mike, and he seemed kind of weird to me.
always talking about a dish called Rye Kochai Chi. He says drinks are ashy if they have Campari. I heard that Mike dines quite often down at Barbie's. Odd man. Odd man. He has nice long brown hair, though. Yeah. And a father that's named Bo. Yeah.
Wow.
Please come back to Toronto. Yeah. He wears Asics on his feet. Yep. Yeah. Owns a Metallica tee. Yep. Sister-in-law named Lindsay. Yes. And still. Hot wings. Eats a lot of hot wings, and he listening. He listening to fish. Yeah, he listening to fish at Arby's.
Wow.
Odd man.
Man.
Wow.
It sounds like God's plan. It sounds like his song,
right.
God's plan.
And it must have been playing in the background or something, because it lines up so serendipitously, I guess I would say.
I should have meant it. I should have told you guys it was instrumental night at that club, and they were kind of just playing the beats from a lot of songs.
Oh, that's cool. I hear they're doing that at clubs a lot now. Mm-hmm. Just for, because people can still talk, but they can like rap talk to their friends or sing talk to their friends.
Well, a lot of people have social anxiety, and if they can rap talk to their friends, it's a lot easier.
Right.
Sure.
Right. If you're sometimes it's easier to play a character than yourself on stage, and that's what's going on with this rap talk. Yes. Great.
Yep.
Well, that's a great find, Tim. I'm glad you also like got to the record button in time. And you can tell that he's like sort of at the lowest his register could possibly be.
I noticed that he was struggling a little bit at the end.
It was like just breath towards the end. But I made it out.
He's a pro. You know what? A pro.
He was late getting to the club, and he had been running and huffing and puffing. So he's
he ran there. His
and you know what
down.
About the voice?
He probably came from like Chateau Marmont or something.
Well, he had COVID. Then these days, everyone...
Oh, that's tough. Well, I can't believe he knew... Because I don't really remember hanging out with Drake at all. And it must have been... But just that he knew so much about me, that's... He's a very perceptive guy. I like that. Good for him.
And it doesn't bother you he thinks of you as an odd man?
No, because at first I did. I was like, hey, that's not... But then he had so many nice things to say that I thought, oh, maybe odd man's just... You know, when you say something's... dope, or someone's dope. It doesn't mean they are a dope. It means they are good. They are share cool qualities that you look for in a cool person.
Yeah, you know, like for a while there, people would say like, yo, that shit's stupid. And that didn't actually mean it was stupid the way that you and I would say it.
Yeah. Right. And shit didn't mean feces.
Right.
Yeah.
Shit could mean food.
Well,
could mean food.
For some,
maybe for a little pay pig.
Oh. Ooh, the piggies!
Nasty little piggies
lined up some people, all in a row.
Some people will come up to me and say, "You smell like shit, and you are stupid."
They say that right to your face,
to my face, and I just, you know, hey, thanks, man, thanks for the compliment.
That's good.
Do you take it in the spirit in which it's intended?
I say you're pretty shitty, your damn self.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, let's take another little break here. Wait, what would you tweak? Tweaks. Would you tweak?
It's tweak week.
I might just try it on the rocks. I thought the balance of Fernet was actually pretty good. And I mean, I guess maybe a tad less Fernet, but I think the simple syrup is good and the Angostura is good, but I want rocks.
Me too. I'm going to do exactly that. As written.
You're going to make your drink not unlike Drake's wrist at times and get it icy.
There you go.
I should rap sometime with Drake.
Yeah.
Reach out.
Oh, if you did a verse on one of his songs.
God, if I featured on a Drake song, you know what that would do for this podcast? Holy shit.
Like, it's not hard. Write that email.
I know, but I get so, I second guess myself with emails.
He's an adult. He can say no. You ask.
What can he say? The worst thing he can do is say no.
He says no. Right, because if you start having the whole conversation, and I don't want you writing the email being like, no big deal if not, and sorry for asking.
Yeah, don't go in qualifying yourself.
Yes,
just
I
ask.
Hate that. I know. I got to stop doing that. It's this compare and despair thing. I'm always, do I have enough as much money as Drake? Did I have Billboard hits at the same age as Drake?
Yeah.
Compare and despair is killing us.
What's the answer to those? Do you have as much money as Drake? Because I don't really know your financials.
I don't know. Well, I don't know his financials exactly, but just based on the magazine covers he's been on and the home that he has.
Right, Architectural Digest. You saw that penthouse. Yeah. It seems like
maybe he's renting. He's renting.
Yeah. You don't know, Tim. Yeah. And you know, Mike, this is good because you have a platform, and like, it'd be cool. I don't know if this is going to happen, but it would be cool if next week we actually heard you on a Drake track.
That would be great. God, me.
We could play it on the pod.
Oh, you know what I hope doesn't happen? I just hope that doesn't happen where I get featured on a Drake track, and who else should be featured on it that he's maybe producing with is Thrill and Benedicto. I would hate to be in the room.
Because a lot of these people, then when they do collabs, they just do their verse and they like send it in. They don't know who else might be on that track or... Mm-hmm. If it's going to end up on the person's album or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's a Benedicto track attack.
Ugh. Oh, man. Well, we hope that doesn't happen. But for now, why don't we take a little break? And when we come back, we'll do round two and final thoughts.
Great.
I love that for us.
Folks, why don't we meet back up here after some ads?
Ooh.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Now we're back with our second round of, what are these? Toronto. Yeah.
Toronto.
I just did a big old cube like an old fashioned, you know?
Hey, nice. Ooh, nice.
Looks good.
Ooh, Tim got an old fashioned cup too.
I did a heavy, what was it? A half tablespoon, you said, of Fernet?
Yeah.
Half teaspoon?
Half tablespoon.
I did a heaping half. Heaping half.
You did a Toronto tablespoon.
You know what I got? I got myself one of these little Dole pineapple juices. We made something recently with these. Mm-hmm. I forget what it was. But I had a six-pack of these little guys in my fridge, and I was drinking them. And I've just been getting them a whole bunch. I love it.
Mike, you were drinking them at my place, too.
I was drinking your extras, too. Love it.
I like seeing you in the Zoom screen with that tiny little can because it makes you look huge.
Yeah.
And hey, that pineapple juice, Tim, saved your voice on tour.
Yes, it works. The boys from Dear Blanca told me, Tim, you're losing your voice. Drink some pineapple juice before the show. It really did. And even if it was psychosomatic, who cares? Fuck you. Placebo. Give me a placebo.
Plus, I bet your cum tasted exquisite.
Oh, interesting. Yes. Interesting.
I will admit I was sucking myself off later, and I said, ooh, gourmet.
Citrusy material.
Material. Oh, boy. I had to get the good material out of me some way.
All right. Final thoughts. What do you think, Timmy?
I think it's delicious. It's an order again. And here's what I want to say to slopheads. Let's say you're a bit of a dumbass, right? We love you. Huh? You love us. You listen to this pod and you're like us where you don't really know about booze. You're never going to hold a conversation about the cool boozes. If you were to learn one reference to make and you want to sound knowledgeable on a date or something.
Yeah.
Order, like, have Fernet be your one thing. Smart people drink it. And when someone orders it, and it's like very mainstream as of now. Yeah. I hadn't heard of it until a few years ago. But, like, I will say it's a shortcut for the people around you to think you work at a bar, you know?
Yes. Tim, I was just seeing, I was thinking this, and then I saw it in print, and it just confirmed it. Fernet is popular among bartenders and waitstaff.
Amaro, man, this is what a shift ends or whatever, or they're doing, like, they're getting the kitchen staff is having a shot together. It's a sticky black Italian liqueur.
So what do you say?
Oh, for me? It's an order again, Mike.
Okay. Did Tim say order again?
Order again.
Yeah.
I promise you I will try this at some time, at some point.
This is not the best execution of, like, Fernet.
I like it better on the rocks because this is going to get melty and it's going to be really my style. Like,
yeah, a
Southern Sipper.
This does feel like a kind of like a bizarre mashup of cocktails. Like, I kind of prefer Fernet to be its own thing, but whatever. It's fine.
I think that what you're doing here... I'd
order it again.
The reason to do this is just that you don't want to have a whole Fernet. Like we said, it's very pungent. And even on
but don't
rocks,
you want that whole Fernet?
But here's the thing that you want to stretch that bottle out. You got the bottle in your bar, your home bar, your bar cart, and you want it to last for a year. So you get yourself some cheap ass whiskey and dribble some. Just have a whiskey on the rock with a dribble of Fernet. You don't even need the Angostura or the sugar, and it'll just make you feel like you're drinking a Fernet, but you're not blowing through your Fernet Barranca. Yep.
Or, hey, you know what you do? Give yourself a Fernandito. Folks,
that's Coca-Cola, right?
If you like the Fernet, if you like this episode, go back and listen to Fernandito. It's not like half and half, is it?
It is. And we remarked on that episode. I remember tasting that and we were like, holy shit, it didn't dilute the Fernet at all. It just makes more Fernet.
You know what? We did that episode out in LA, and that's why I remembered buying this Fernet Branca, and I was looking at my bar car. I was like, why don't I have it here? It's because I bought it out there in LA for us. I got the Fernet that day.
I'm seeing according to the IBA, 50 mil Fernet and then top up with cola. But yeah, so.
Oh, they didn't give a number for the top
up. But this is like the Funkology drink, right? Like,
yeah.
It was the Argentinian college party drink.
They're unbothered by exact measurements. That's fine. That's cool.
Doesn't bother them.
It's not a highball either, right? They build it in an old-fashioned glass. That's interesting. Yeah. Usually top up with Coke is a highball.
Well,
that's life.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, check out our Patreon, where you can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our bonus episode. And then maybe even, like, one day become a little bit of a dirty little piggy.
Whoa.
That's patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Folks, it was a good episode. And Mike and Tim, great job today. Nice moves out there.
Thank you.
You know what's cool about this episode? It had a Gale watch.
Yeah.
It had a Dutton's Delightfuls. And then I had the phone note from when I talked to Drake. So this episode, hashtag stacked.
It's jam-packed. And you know what? I should have brought this up at the beginning. I meant to bring this up. I wasn't drinking today because I, you know, wanted to feel better. But also to prove a point that you don't have to drink all the time. You don't have to be drunk.
No.
You can have a great episode like the one we just have here and you're not drinking. Wow.
Right. And then, Tim, I wanted to bring it back to something you just said. People are going to hear this episode and be like, this episode's stacked. That's probably going to be the one word they use to refer to this episode. Hashtag stacked will probably just be that Pamela Anderson show on ABC.
Right, the multicam sitcom that she had, yeah.
So, folks, come up with a better hashtag than just stacked for this one.
Where she worked in a library, right? Was that the...
And that's why I always wondered, why did they call that show stacked? And it's because the books are in the stacks of the library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the only reason. All right,
folks, we love you. See you next week.